This is Lori Prox. I'm here with Jason Weber, the Valdi School Principal for the 2019-2020 school year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for being in Valdez. You're here a bit early, so we'll actually be airing this after you're gone, but we wanted the opportunity to get to know you, introduce you to Valdez. So first, tell us a little bit about what you plan to do in Valdez while you're visiting.
I'm just in here for a short visit, working with the school district on some transition type plans and, you know, making sure I'm prepared for the first day of work and getting to know people and faces. Other than that, on a personal level, just trying to work on securing a home and the typical things, I guess, that it sounds like everybody has to do when they move here. So, but yeah, that's kind of a nutshell what I'm here for.
All right. Well, tell everyone a little bit about your history. I know you've had a couple open sessions at the high school. Both you and the new high school principal were in town and addressed mm-hmm. some of that. But for the general public, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in Minnesota. Started down a path towards engineering at one point, and it wasn't for me, and ended up going into education, started coaching kids and really liked it, and ended up graduating from the University of Minnesota Duluth back in 2002. Went to a job fair, got sold to come to Alaska sort of deal, came up to Alaska. Working.
Now, was that a big shock?
Yeah, it was.
From Minnesota? I mean, not the cold, but some other things.
It was the slower pace, the more connected to, you know, the outdoor life, which was, you know, you think you're connected when you grow up in, you know, Minnesota, but then it's, you know, you're really connected here in Alaska. You know, I really feel, you know, you live off the land more than just kind of go on the weekend and enjoy the fishing and stuff like that. And so I really liked that aspect of it. And I worked out in McGrath for a year. It was pretty small, so then I like a little bit bigger. So ended up going down to Southeast Alaska in Metlakatla, where I've been teaching and working as a principal the last 16 years.
Now, what drew you to being from teacher to principal?
I don't know. It was more of just kind of everyone's kind of asking you questions all the time and from, you know, teachers and stuff like that. And when you're in a place for a long time, especially a smaller community, eventually you have to kind of take on different roles. And it's just kind of a role. I
kind of naturally stepped into the leadership roles.
Yeah, I actually got my principal endorsement back in 2013. And instead of becoming a principal, I actually went and started teaching shop for a while because I just, you know, there wasn't, you know, the job that I wanted, and I just kind of waited, and a new superintendent came along and talked me into taking the elementary job, and I really, really enjoyed it. I had two kids in my school last year, my own students, and this year one of them went up to middle school, so I have one of them there. But it's just fun to, you know, be able to be part of your own children's education, and, you know.
Now, you're bringing your own children here. So what were your reasons for coming to Valdez on a personal level?
On a personal level, we've been living on an island for 16 years. So
it's a long time.
My kids are one's in fourth grade currently, sixth grade and ninth grade. And there's just limited opportunities for them. It's a fishing community. And I'm not a commercial fisherman. I'm a sport fisherman. So everyone kind of gets, as soon as fishing starts, everyone just jumps in the boat and they're out of town. They're on the water all day long. And so there's not a lot of those, you know, little league and stuff like that. There's just not enough adults on land to cover all the tasks needed to keep kids busy. So we've been, you know, looking for ways to get our kids more active, involved in different activities. And so we ended up taking them down to Minnesota in the summer, and it just wasn't enough. So we really were looking for a place where our kids could really just grow year round and not be like, okay, we got to go to this town or this town or this town. We want to just kind of be kind of a home base.
All right, and have a road out.
Yes, it's amazing. My flight was canceled yesterday out of Anchorage.
You thought I can drive.
Yeah, and it was like, I called Victoria. I'm like, my flight was canceled. can I just get a rental car? I mean, like, to be able to solve a problem with a phone call, rather, you know, normally it's like, okay, let's get on Facebook and find out who's got a boat over here, go walk up and down the harbor to find a skiff and try and get a ride over if, you know, the planes don't fly.
So some people coming from the lower 48 find that difficult here, but you're, it's a welcome relief, it sounds like.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Now, elementary school, what is it you like about that age?
I've worked in the high school a lot, and so in the high school, you get frustrated because you're dealt a hand always. Well, the elementary school, you're not dealt a hand. You're the beginning of the natural progression of academic learning oftentimes. So you have a chance to make sure and secure that the kids have that foundational learning skills to be successful in the middle and high school. And if they're successful and the foundation's laid in elementary school, they're going to have a fantastic middle and high school year. I mean, if they're happy, you know, there's statistics out there. If they're happy in fourth grade, if they love school, their chances of graduation are like 95% or something ridiculous, you know.
And we talked about that a little bit, activities, but how big a role does that play?
Activities, I think it's huge. I mean, to keep kids busy and active, because otherwise they're going to, you know.
No, just, I would imagine where you were, that was a concern as well.
Yeah, there's, outside of, you know, basketball season, there's not a lot of activities for the younger kids. So I've been working myself as principal to get more activities going. As a parent, I'm not very tall. So I grew up wrestling. And so I started, you know, an elementary wrestling program years ago. But it was it's exhausting, starting from scratch and getting parents involved and getting parents to understand and learn how to be involved in wrestling as a parent is a little different than, you know, if the parent played basketball, it's easy. But since there wasn't a lot of wrestling background there, it was pretty difficult.
Yeah. It's not always easy in basketball either, or Little League, or Girl Scouts.
No, it's not.
It's tough to recruit. And so what are your impressions of Valdez schools and elementary in particular?
Just how welcoming, how open, how, you know, just people are so kind. Everyone talks and communicates, and it's nice to talk to. I mean, I'm sure people have agendas, but it's not so blatant. You know, people just want to be involved in their kid's life. And I've seen that right from the start. Just, you know, parents talking about, you know, the activities and the things for people to do, which I think is just amazing because I don't have that currently. So just to have, you know, so much opportunity for kids, because right now it's the opportunity is just what's in front of you. Here there's like, okay, there's a couple different things you can choose from as a kid.
Are your kids excited about the move?
Yes, they are very excited about it. Just the whatever opportunity there is after school, they take advantage of because it's something to do. And here they're like, what do we get? We get to choose. There's going to be more than one thing to choose from, and it goes, you know, all school year. There's different activities that take place, and so they're really excited just about being able to kind of have the, you know, something to do every single day rather than a couple days a week, or maybe it'll happen this weekend, maybe it won't, and maybe the team will make it in, and maybe we'll play the game, maybe they won't.
Yeah. Sort of thing. So what are some things you want to bring to Valdez City Schools? Maybe some strengths that you have that you feel like will make an impact bringing them to our district?
You know, it sounds like it's, from everything I've seen, a great district. So as a huge, it's awesome to see just an awesome foundation already here. So I want to do is work to kind of solidify, make sure that and guarantee the academic part and the foundational pieces are being laid, and that go through and find any small holes in the academic learning process and try and secure them and look at ensuring the curriculum matches with the students, making sure, you know, IEPs in the special education process is being followed through, making sure and guaranteeing that that the students' needs are being met each and every day. I want to continue. It sounds like there's great work with the parents here, and I want to continue to grow that and create, you know, just a great learning experience and you know, kind of a, I want to be a community feel to the school for everybody.
All right. We're talking with Jason Weber, our new principal for next year's school. school year at the elementary school, and you're moving to Valdez. How are those plans going?
We picked the hardest place to move from where we're at. Valdez is kind of in the middle of the state, but just logistically, we have to go from our island to another island, and then I think we're going to Prince Rupert and then driving up. So we've got,
you're going to get rid of a lot of stuff.
We are getting rid of everything. We've sold our home, and all of that. So we've been going through that process, which is,
and you bought a home here already or in the process?
In the process. Yep. In the process of purchasing a home here. And so you got that other half of it, you know, all the closing things that go on with buying a home, and then also on the other end, selling a home. And so it's been kind of stressful. Me and John have been like, wow, it's just, and then you're trying to finish up a job and make sure that's secure and get the next person ready for that job. And then at the same time, you're coming here and working with the people here to make sure that you're ready for this job.
And what's your effective start date?
With the school district, mm-hmm. It sounds like, July 1st is normally your contract, but it sounds like boots on the ground, probably late July, early August.
All right. And there'll be a lot of welcome events and those type of things for people to get the opportunity to meet you. But we sure appreciate you coming in and giving us a little preview and getting to know people. And the door is always open if you've got information out there.
Oh, for sure.
To put out there. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. Do you have anything else to say to the public?
No, just thank you. For, everyone I've met so far has been just so kind. So thank you.
All right.